You are listening to the Cyfidelity Podcast, episode 32, 5D 10 Shades of Grey. The Cyfidelity Podcast contains adult content and mature language about topics such as pillow talk for cybernetic organisms. So, if you happen to be underage or young or, you know, listening with an adult, you should not let your children listen to this. Fucked this up. You fucked it all up. Look at you. Look at that. Look at you. You fucker.
It's editable.
It's not editable. This is
as long as you got to do it.
Yeah, I know.
It's garbage fire.
Welcome to the Cyfidelity Podcast. This is Patrick.
Wow. All right. This is Michael.
This is Brian.
This is Steve.
And I think we're all just astounded at how the fuck we're getting... Whatever.
Yeah. Well, so and here we are.
So keeping with the theme, right before I drove here, my wife discovered that 50 Shades of Grey has sold more copies on Amazon UK than all the Harry Potter books put together.
Wait. All of them?
All of them.
All seven books.
Yes.
Wow.
50 Shades of Grey.
The first. Just the
you know
first
what?
Copy. The first book. The first book. What? Not the okay. 350 Shades of Grey book, but the first one.
I've actually avoided... What's this book about? I don't actually know anything about
it. Girl who likes getting tied up and doesn't...
Not, okay.
It's God. Wonder Woman?
It's, no.
It's not.
I'm sorry. It's
Have
the
you
original
it?
Wonder Woman?
I appeal to Wonder Woman fans, yes.
I'm almost ashamed because I know a lot about it, and I'm almost ashamed to tell you what it is. But fuck it. Whatever. We're already here. So,
That just means you learn it. That does. I don't.
Yeah,
judge
it does. No, I have friends that read.
Yeah,
and
wait, hold up.
No, well, I have friends. All right, fine.
Was I just slightly insulted? I'm not really sure. If I was, actually, kudos. That was slick.
Yeah. Well. So, 50 Shades of Grey. That we're talking about in the Cyfidelity Podcast. I guess it's
in comparison sci-fi. To Harry Potter, which is
in comparison to Harry Potter. So basically, yeah. So it's about this girl who I believe she's a virgin, but I don't quote me on that. I think she is though. But there's this guy.
She is.
Yeah, there's this guy, and he's crazy. He's like crazy fuck ton rich, like a billionaire type of guy, right? And
does so he have a Batman Batcave?
No. He doesn't have daddy issues. So
he's not a superhero.
No, definitely not. So what he does is, so he's into like all this kinky, sexy shit. Because apparently, when you're a billionaire, you know, missionary just doesn't cut it anymore. So
actually, I'm fairly certain that's true.
Yeah. So because you know, look,
maybe that stopped working once I got a second comma in my bank account. You're gonna have to do more than that.
There are women lined up outside the door to do that. I'm going to need something special. He gets these contracts with women to say, all right, I'm going to do all this nasty shit to you, and this will, you know, this will be the contract, and you won't sue me for my billions of dollars because I shoved it in your asshole, and that's all good. So he meets this girl, and she's like, oh, I'm not sure, and he's like, oh, no. Come on, it'll be fun. And then she dives into this depraved world of you know, crazy sexiness. And the funny thing is, there is, I just heard like 2 hours ago, Gilbert Gottfried reading excerpts from 50 Shades of Grey. And I will tell you, there is a line that he reads that says, I'm okay with the fisting, but I want to claim your ass.
So
wow. And this book has sold more copies than all seven of the Harry Potter books.
Apparently, ladies like to read about
that. I actually thought this was a young adult novel. I'm hoping that it's not.
No.
I'm hoping that it's not.
It was inspired by it. Apparently, the first novel started out as Twilight fan fiction.
I had heard that, yes.
So if you gave this to your niece because you thought it was young adult, you fucked up.
You are a bad parent. Why don't you go out and buy her some copies of Grand Theft Auto now?
Very, very bad man. So.
Yeah, going now your Uncle No No.
The special hell.
The special hell.
And this is not the one for people who talk during movies in the theater.
Yes. So, wow, that is amazing.
Now,
where are we?
All of you out there who are writing smutty Kirk/Spock fan fiction, there is hope. You could have your book outselling Harry Potter. Keep going. Write that stuff. Don't give up.
I'd like to say something.
Live your dream.
But he's not wrong.
He kind of isn't wrong.
That's kind of the depressing part that he's not
wrong. And you cannot name your fan fiction The Captain's Log.
Fuck yeah, you can. Actually, what you call it is 50 Shades of the Captain's Log.
No, I will call it Log Entry.
50 Shades of the Captain's Log is like the title of a medical journal.
Kind of true.
You should really have that checked.
Bones!
So, I ran across an application, and I checked. Right now, it's iOS only, so I really feel for the Android people, but they're probably not in the same pain that the iOS people are when it comes to downloading and subscribing to podcasts. Video or audio, whatever the case may be, Downcast has just improved my life so much. Downcast is great. It's not a free app, but damn, is it worth every cent. Because Apple has decided to just fuck with people that want to download stuff for free.
All the paid stuff works
great. iTunes, you can buy it. It works great. Everything's fine. They just dick with the podcast. For example, if you're using iTunes to download and then you sync all of your stuff across, if it encounters a problem downloading it, like maybe the site is down or, you know, whatever, it just quits trying. I'm done. Like it's not going to ever be fixed. It just quits trying. What a pain in the ass. But Downcast, it's great, man. I just can't recommend it enough.
All right. Hey, Downcast.
It has gestures. Like, you can gesture across to move forward and back through the podcast, and it supports playback at higher speeds. Slower speeds, too, but I usually play back my stuff at a higher speed than it was recorded.
So that Brian sounds like a chipmunk?
It doesn't pitch shift like it's tape. It just plays it back faster, and that's because I currently download more hours of podcast material than there are in a day, so I have to do something.
Wow, sounds like somebody has an addiction.
Sounds like, yeah, Steve has a podcast addiction. Actually, that's the subject of another podcast that we're gonna have to do, where we have an intervention for Steve. We love you, Steve.
We'll record it live, and that way my addiction. Using a podcast to intervene against podcast addiction.
I love irony.
I don't see a problem with it.
Of course you don't. You have a problem. This is your brain. This is your brain on 24 hours of podcast.
This is like punishing somebody for having too much sex by raping them. I mean, what?
So anyway, because there is no way to respond to that.
We're just going to turn around and look over here now while we sweep that under the rug.
I can't Klingon shun you in an audio format, but know that I have. Wow.
So
just remove it.
Our very own Brian released a publication. Brian, is this all your work, this publication?
It was all compiled by me, yes. I wrote every sentence.
Why don't you tell us about it?
Yes. Well, okay. It's the ultimate guide to the technical specifications and continuity of Doctor Who's time machine, the TARDIS.
It's specifically about the TARDIS?
Well, TARDISes in general. There's lots of different TARDISes. There were 304 or 305 Type 40 TARDISes, and the Doctor was one of those. But then there was about 100 different TARDIS models released, and probably a few hundred of each one of those released. So, yeah, it covers all the different types of TARDISes out there.
And just to be really nerdy, why don't you tell us what TARDIS stands for?
Time and relative dimension in space. Unless you're working in the late 80s, then it's time and relative dimensions in space.
I love that you made a distinction for that.
Which was later in one of the novels explained why the name changes.
I just wanted to be clear that it's not about the show in general or characters. It's about the
just
TARDIS.
Everything you ever wanted to know about the TARDIS and another 200 pages beyond that. So it's researched about 600 different from about 600 different novels and audios and about 500 hours of television. And some stuff from the comics as much as I could get. I don't have access to a lot of the Doctor Who comics, but and any of the reference books or guides that were published over the years, any new information in there. I've got stuff from the role playing games, and it's all color coordinated. So if you think it's from a game, it doesn't count as real Doctor Who. Just ignore all the greens text. Color coordinated. Nice. Very pretty to look at. Kind of like Rainbow Bright took a shit on it.
I like how you said
he's on a roll today.
I'm gonna make this nerdy and just say what does TARDIS stand for? Everybody knows that. No. Let's make this nerdy, Brian. Talk about what we were talking about before with the why the TARDIS looks a little bit different over the years.
Oh, well, behind the scenes, they've had about eight different police box models that they used over the course of the 26-year run of the show and then the new series. And the police box has changed slightly. Different people would build them. And so somebody actually explained in one of the novels why an in-universe explanation as to why the TARDIS looks different over the course of the 50-odd years the show's been around. And that is that there's a problem with the chameleon circuit that if it stays stuck in one form for too long, it will suffer this sort of slow degradation shift where the dimensions will warp and the color will change slowly over time due to the glitch of being stuck in the same shape for too long. And so, and I've got a little picture that shows all the little police boxes in a row, and you can see how it's changed since the original William Hartnell all the way up to the latest Matt Smith version of the police box. So.
If you want your techno babble, he's got it in there. Trust me. I downloaded it. I haven't had a chance to read it because it's 241 pages. For crying out loud! But the parts that I've read are great. They kind of suck me in. So I had to stop reading it because I had work to do. And even now, when he showed up and we were talking about that, and there's a term for that, the exochromic something or other.
Yeah, it's the exochronoplasmic shell is the name of the outer surface of the TARDIS.
Exactly. So I navigated that part of the of this manual, which incidentally is on page 116. So you don't even get to the chameleon circuit until page 116. So I scroll through, and then I'm looking, and there's this hostile activity detection system.
The HADS.
The
Hostile
HADS.
Action Displacement System.
Okay, sorry. I'm not the expert. I don't claim to be. And I start reading that, and I'm like, I should put this down, because Brian is like right here, and he's talking to me, and I'm like, I'm reading his book. Because it's just...
Actually, that was pretty cool. Somebody's reading my book.
I was just going to say, I think most writers would be like all for that. Hey, read my book, because I'm narcissistic. Yeah. I like the idea of you reading my book.
You could just send me pictures of you reading the book. It would be awesome.
I'm sure Brian did not mind at all. Yeah. I put all this work into this book.
Yes.
It's nice to know that somebody read it.
Yes, I've been compiling this information.
Later on, tell me how great it is.
Do you ever read my book here. In bed yes. at night?
Yes. Yeah. So if you would like, you could send Brian a photo of you, perhaps surrounded by candles, perhaps in, some nice negligee. This is for you fellas out there, reading his book, perhaps in a bubble bath, maybe, and tell him how much you're enjoying it.
Put on some Sade.
Playing Periscope.
Or maybe you like to send a video of you just enjoying the book with a nice glass of wine.
A Cabernet.
I'm sure Brian would love that.
So yeah,
he's not denying it.
Romancing the novel.
I should say that I started work on this project in 1998 as just kind of a personal wanting to know there was no good TARDIS book out there, so I thought I'd just make my own for my own personal use, and eventually realized somebody else might, you know, two or three other people on the planet might want to read it. When it got to the point where it was very prodigious, I actually sent it into BBC Books, and they said nobody would want to read a Doctor Who reference guide that talked about the old series as well as the new, or only about the new series, and so they rejected it. And then a few years later, they published the TARDIS Handbook by Steve Tribe that is only 160 something pages, I believe, and is not nearly as comprehensive and is filled mostly with colored pictures, which is great for those of you
Piece
who like
shit.
Pretty pictures. But so,
he's a hack. It's all right.
So now you can pay something like 20 something bucks for Steve Tribe's book, or you can get mine for free.
Wow.
And how can they get it, Brian?
Oh, well, I assume that around the time that this episode comes out, we'll probably have a link there on the podcast, right there on our sci-fi show website.
All right. Yeah. So.
What's her website, Brian?
What? Huh? I don't know. I usually ask Steve or check my. I can't. I don't even know my own phone number. Okay.
I was going to say, we're in a day and age where I have to think about my phone number for a few minutes. For a few seconds.
This is what happens.
What we need
when
to
you
do.
See, you see somebody trying to like teach someone to pimp, right? You know, like in the Lost World, where the big T Rex was going to teach the little baby T Rex how to eat somebody, and it went and ate that guy. Well, that's what Steve's doing. Steve has pushed. He's pushed a hoe in front of you, and he's wanting you to pimp that hoe. Pimp the site, Brian. SciFiShow.net.
SciFiShow.net.
There you go.
There might be some W's in there somewhere too.
Awesome sauce.
All right.
Unnecessary ancillary prefixes.
All right. So I got a question for you guys, because this is something that I've been thinking about, because we bitch about this a lot. On this show, we bitch about a particular person. His name is Michael Bay. And
I so thought you were going to say Michael.
Michael, yeah. thought you were about to drop my own last name there.
I so thought you were going to refer to yourself. Oh, shit. It's like, what we bitch about? It's me.
And Michael can't take it anymore. Michael needs to have an open discussion with you.
No. Mr. Bay. Not this Michael. Michael Bay.
So, that asshole.
Yes. So I've been thinking, you know, he's fucked up Transformers. And he was in the process of fucking Turtles before they had to stop that shit. But I'm pretty sure that's not over. I mean, that's going to come up again. So it got me thinking.
I heard he wanted to fuck G.I. Joe.
Well, what I was going to say was, it got me thinking, are there any franchises that I would actually be okay with? Because let's be frank here. Michael Bay, if you're in a particular kind of mood, is not a horrible director, per se. he's just...
What you're talking about.
And when it comes to that mood, there's Jack Daniels.
I'm just saying, if you're in the mood for a mindless, just completely mindless action movie, he's not horrible. So are there any particular franchises that you guys think he would be good for?
Twilight.
Snorks.
Yeah, that would work. I was going to say Mythbusters. Let him have at it. You can make the Mythbusters movie.
Yeah, you say that.
Don't worry about the dialogue, because we never do. Just blow some shit up.
The funny thing is, he says that, but the second there's like Mythbusters movie coming out, director Michael Bay, first thing Steve's going to say, motherfucker.
Well, isn't the whole point of Mythbusters?
I know there's going to be some fucking lens flares and shit. And just,
you got to get that panning camera.
It's going to be shat upon, but at least I'm not, you know, at least I'm not missing out on the part, you know, I like, you know?
Well, believe it or not, I actually came up with four franchises.
Well, I wanted to say on the Mythbusters point, isn't the whole point of Mythbusters to have a loose connection with real science?
What, are you saying Transformers didn't have a loose connection with
real science?
They
make the point that they're not.
Well, like loose as in this computer isn't working because there's a loose connection. That kind of loose connection, yeah.
This is me giving Brian a bump. That was kind of awesome. You're gonna say something, Steve?
Yeah, they're not doing scientific research. They openly say that, but they're using a lot of science and engineering to do what they're doing.
And then Michael Bay will replace it.
That's how they get away with
it.
Yes. Yes. Michael Bay will replace it.
Well, if Michael Bay has his way.
All right. Yeah. So here were the four franchises that I kind of came up with. Now, I do recognize that if he actually got his hands on these, I would probably be aggravated. That would be my initial reaction. But I think
just
it's
like
at least possible that he might be able to do these. Now, you mentioned it a few minutes ago. Actually, I think Michael Bay might be able to make a kick-ass G.I. Joe movie.
Actually, I would agree with that. No, I honestly liked all the Army stuff in the first Transformer movie and kind of thought that this is what I'd wanted from a G.I. Joe movie. But
so, yeah, I think if Michael Bay actually got his hands on G.I. Joe, it's possible he might not fuck that up.
Yeah.
Because it's just guys with machine guns, shooting at other guys with machine guns. And he could do that, actually.
And Cobra has basically a blank check to write all the weird sci-fi gadgets and weapons and whatever that he wants. He has a place to put that and have that happen. So.
And it's funny. All of my suggestions ramp up from just straight humans to if he needs to get weirder, because the next level up would be Mask. I think Michael Bay could do Mask. I see Patrick's like, no, fuck that. I would be pissed if he did that.
Isn't there a Mask movie already?
I don't think there is a Mask
movie. You're talking about the one with Cher with the son with the facial deformity. No, that's not.
Well, there's also the Jim Carrey movie The Mask, which is not
that's not what I meant.
Oh, okay. No. We're talking about dudes with
what was the one with John Leguizamo?
Super Mario Brothers?
Spawn?
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you...
I'm thinking of Spawn.
Yeah, okay. Where he was in a mask.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Spawn.
No, Mask is when that, like he said, it's basically G.I. Joe with transforming cars.
Pretty much. So you're in a car, so the guy's got a Camaro, and then the wings, the doors, he's got the gold wing doors, they pop up, and that turns it into a jet. Not a jet, but it's a car with the gullwing doors acting as airfoils, and it flies and shoots and shit. And there's a guy's got a helicopter to transform into a jet.
Want to see if we can find something for the visual reference on that?
Oh no, it's a cartoon. So I got the intro for the cartoon. I got that on my computer right now. No, I used to love Mask. Mask was awesome.
Mask was awesome.
I always wanted to see that cartoon because a friend of mine had a bunch of the toys, and the toys were awesome, and I really wanted to see the cartoon. I never seen a single episode of that cartoon.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. I knew it existed, and I wanted to see it, but...
Oh, yeah, dude. I couldn't avoid that.
I lived in Alaska, I don't know. Cool stuff didn't happen there.
Stop blaming Alaska for all your troubles.
Okay. So, next level up after Mask.
Well, wait. Well, so, okay.
Okay.
No, so my issue with that is... G.I. Joe is, you know, guys blowing shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
And Americana.
And well, if they let them even do that anymore.
Yeah.
Stupid fucking hippies.
True.
We're going to be PC. Anyway, I'm not going to get started. But, like, it's the same thing with Transformers. You would think, well, Transformers are just things blowing up. The problem that he has, though, is he likes to, you know, make his own continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So... You know, what Mask was is cool. What he could turn it into could be very easily be shit.
Just be shit?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
When he was doing the Turtles, he was very much, you know,
respectful
beholden, respectful to the original. I'm sorry, I just can't even keep a straight
answer. Yeah, I don't know why you're talking because it's just
like,
lies.
Fuck are you talking about?
we must have been reading the wrong, blog posts.
Yeah.
Some shit. All right, so anyway. So, Mask. You're going to give him Mask.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. What's the next?
Next level up, Robotech.
No. I've been watching almost the whole first season of Robotech, and no, that's too good for him.
I actually love that Brian's reaction to that was, you know what? No, I've been enjoying Robotech. Fuck him. He goes nowhere near that shit.
Yeah,
if I find out you put that thought in his head, I will kick your ass.
No, Robotech is actually...
Well, hopefully Mr. Bay is not listening.
Yes.
I hope not, because he goes to bed crying if he does.
Yes.
Why does nobody like me?
But think about this. Think about this. Would you
I
get
don't
a
think
lot?
He gives a fuck if I don't like it.
Yeah, he made a lot of money. Think about this. This is the only argument I have for Michael Bay doing Robotech. Now, this might be more Macross, but Macross is technically Robotech. You can get a shot in a movie with a giant mech firing like 8 billion missiles at one time.
No. I understand where you're coming from. I just tend to agree with Brian with a very simple, emphatic no.
No, listen, Mr. Bay needs to have things that we don't genuinely care about. He can have Captain Planet, the Wonder Twins, and Teletubbies.
Actually,
let him have it.
It's funny that you say that because that was my reasoning for the last one that I have, which was GoBots.
Just thinking GoBots.
There you go. That way he can shit on the whole transforming car enterprise.
My last one was GoBots because like, let him have it because I don't give a shit.
I was just thinking. It's like, you know what? What do I not give a shit? Yes, let him have the GoBots. I don't care about the GoBots. And then you said it. Oh, wow. Great minds, man. That shit's awesome. Yeah, because
he can make Barney the movie. I don't care.
I like your snort reference. Now this makes more sense.
Yes.
Just imagine, like, Michael Bay doing a movie that has Leader One.
And you know what? That's why I don't give a shit, all right? When they made the show, they didn't give a shit.
No. Why should I give a shit now?
The guy, you know, the leader of the good guys is named Leader One. The leader of the bad guys, who turns into a motorcycle, is named Psykill. And the one, and his second in command, who turns into a helicopter, is named Coptor. And the little thing that hangs out with the human boy, who turns into a scooter, named Scooter. They didn't give a shit. They didn't give a fuck. They're like, all right, look. Transformers is cool. That shit's in Japan, and I think they're gonna bring it here. We need to get out here before they do. Let's just throw some shit out there, shall we? Yes.
The GoBots. GoBots.
We need.
Yeah. So Michael Bay presents GoBots.
We need
all cool
GoBots. We need GoBots level superhero names for the podcast. We need a Captain Microphone. We need a Lieutenant Headphones.
One of us has got to be called Glasses. I'm just saying.
We need Lieutenant Commander Fart Joke.
Sure.
I mean, fucking GoBots.
Sure, it wouldn't just be Nerd Geek Dork or something, you know?
Yeah. I mean, with the GoBots, they started on their home planet looking like Earth vehicles. Why? Because fuck them, that's why. We don't give a shit. The kids are going to play with the toys. Well, that's all we want. That is so awesome.
I like how we
it transforms into a building.
Yes.
I like how we all agree on GoBots. Oh, no. Yeah, he can totally do GoBots. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Fuck GoBots and fuck him.
So GoBots is the winner.
Yes. We all get behind GoBots. You do whatever you want with GoBots.
Yeah, you can have that shit. As a matter of fact, I think you can make a kick-ass movie with GoBots, because I don't give a shit.
Whatever you want to do with it, it can only be better than the original GoBots. That's the problem.
If you want to have, like, a panning camera with an explosion in the middle and Leader One is in there, that actually sounds kind of cool. That sounds way cooler than anything that Leader One has ever done before.
Oh, shit. I can see it now. It's explosions.
Lens
and
flares all
it's a
over
crane
the place.
Shot, and there's fucking Leader One just looking up in the air going, no! Oh, I can see that shit.
And then Shia LaBeouf, because he's confused, screaming out, Optimus, because he doesn't. He just saw Michael Bay and he's confused.
No. So Shia LaBeouf would just go, Scooter!
What's the matter? He had my keys in his pocket.
He had all my Limp Bizkit CDs. No. Damn, you're a six-disc changer. Oh, God. Oh, that'd be so awesome. Yes, let him do that.
Yes.
You know what? That's the thing. When a cartoon that's designed to sell toys has better plot lines than this billion-dollar movie that you make, that's fucked up. But with GoBots, you can't get it any worse. You can't get any worse than the original source material. We need to think of shitty movies that have shitty source material.
Wait. What about Small Wonder?
No, no, no. I kind of like Small Wonder.
You guys remember Small Wonder?
Small Wonder. Yeah, I remember Small Wonder.
Vicky.
She's a small wonder.
Yeah.
No, I what was the small premise wonder. For Small Wonder?
Thank
the
guy God builds, that was recorded.
An it's in the you. Shape of a little girl.
Is this a live action thing?
Yeah, live action. Live action. And she's, her okay. name was Vicky.
I think I might have seen one or two episodes.
And oh, yeah, no, I used to love the shit vaguely. Of the Small Wonder.
Yeah. That was yeah. a cute little show. And Vicky
I don't
was cute.
Even want to imagine what yeah. Michael Bay would do. With
no, no, no.
It would. Have you seen Terminator 3?
It would be awesome.
No, it would not be awesome. He turned Vicky into a prostitute or some shit like that. I don't know. Like some android double thumbing shit. No, that's not cool. That's not cool at all. She's a sweet little girl.
It could be cool.
It would work. Screw that. It would work.
Do we have a catchphrase? Because I'm pretty sure it's double thumbing it at this yeah. point.
I just like how Brian is now interested in this whole porn aspect now that it's an android.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
It could be cool.
Oh, well, I actually wouldn't mind watching that movie.
She can interface with my ports immediately.
Is she USB accessible? Listen,
I do not have a high-speed port. My port is slow. Wow.
So it just dribbles out?
As long as she's got free Wi-Fi, I'm cool.
Listen, baby, are you into parallel or serial connections?
Oh my god.
And we're all broken.
This has been encrypted for your protection.
Oh.
Would you like me to interface with you,
I'm
baby?
Dropping packets on you, baby.
Oh wow.
You're gonna have to open your firewall and let some data pass.
If there's a fetish, it's a TCP/IP. Anyway.
Oh, God.
That's it. I'm flooding your buffers.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh.
Wow. Wow. That was.
Colonel Panic.
That was. Oh, God.
So, I think that was a good episode.
I think my hard drive just crashed.
Perhaps we should go into the whole, you know, where you can find all of the
unauthorized access.
Pimp isn't Steve. Please stop and just pimp some stuff. Pimp it. Just pimp it.
All right. Well,
and when I say pimp it, I don't mean small.
You can get to all of the magic and wonder that is this show at our website at scifishow.net. It's the home of all of our visual references and the link to Brian's. Is it a book or a technical manual?
It's a PDF technical manual. PDF technical
right.
manual.
You can get to that. And from there, we have links to our Facebook page. But if you're listening, you can just go to facebook.com/sci-fi show. And we're on the Twitter, so you can tweet us. But if you'd like to send feedback, it's feedback@scifishow.net, and we will get your email. But we're at Sci-Fi Show on Twitter, and it's pretty hard to get to our Google Plus page. But it's gplus.to/Sci-Fi Show. So, we would love to hear from you. Also, on Facebook, I don't know if anyone noticed, there's a way to just leave a message. There's a message button to send a message to the show. And we'd love to hear from you. So thank you for downloading, listening, and subscribing. Until next time, I'm Steve.
This is Michael.
This is Patrick.
This is Brian. The TARDIS's real name is Sexy.
Nice.
See ya.
Get there and make Daddy some money, Vicky.
Oh, God. That's kind of awesome.